This is Matt Rice with the Market Line Report for February 15th. Wheat finally taking advantage of the market as prices climb well over that $4 mark. Here's Todd Horwich from the floor of the CME in Chicago to share his thoughts on the grain market.
Wheat has been rising higher, and I think that we've seen that over time. We've been watching this since the high threes, and we've continued to see a nice rally, and every pullback has been a nice opportunity to buy. I think that will continue. I think one of the other things that we look at is at how depressed and pushed down wheat was, which I think when we really start to get movement in the breakout and being very bullish, the grain space overall coming into the new year.
Starting with those Chicago markets, July wheat prices closed the day down 3.25 at 475.75. July corn prices were down 0.75 to finish the day at 388.5. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for August new crop were unchanged to down 2.25, ranging from 467 to 493.5. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for May were down 1.5, ranging from 558 to 563. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for May were down 2.5, ranging from 686 to 698. June live cattle closed the day up $1.17.5 at 104.50. May feeder cattle were also up $1.75 on the day at 122.62.5. March class 3 milk was up 8 cents at 16.92. Thanks for tuning in to the Market Line Report. This is Matt Rice with the Ag Information Network of the West.